Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. Today, our fantastic, hilarious guest, the one that all of my friends are very, very jealous that you're here and they're not meeting you, is Nicole Byer.
It's me! What a nice intro. What if I fail and I'm not funny?
No, you're already
just have
funny.
To go home and walk into traffic.
No, don't do that.
I will.
No.
If I'm not funny, if no one tee-hees, I'm going to walk into
tee-hee.
Traffic.
I will tee-hee. I have a mic too, so you'll hear it in your ears of me tee-hee-heeing.
Okay.
Tee-hee-hee-hee.
Isn't that a fun way to giggle?
It is. It's like a little sexual. Like,
oh, you think it's sexual?
It's like flirty.
Oh, I always thought it was real dumb and childlike.
Oh, tee-hee.
Tee-hee.
To me, it just sounds like Pee-wee Herman, like something he would do, which automatically is
fair. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like pervy.
Mm-hmm.
But you just said not, it was sexy. So
no,
which
sexual.
One
is
he's not pervy, though.
Is he not pervy?
No, he was masturbating in an adult movie.
Oh.
That's what else are you supposed to do when you're
true.
Watching
do
porn?
Do they play those in theaters?
Yes, but I'm not sure if they still do currently in the future that we're in,
yeah.
2019.
Well, where you makes, can do it at home.
Well, also, yes. It's just odd to me that you could go watch a porn in theaters, but you would get arrested for masturbating to it.
Well, I think it's indecent exposure because you are in public.
But why would they play it?
I think so you get all riled up and then drive
home
and you're like, oh, I can't wait to fucking jerk off. And then you go home and you're like, I'm rock hard. I've been hard for 30 minutes.
That's so much anticipation.
Yeah. Too
wow.
much.
I should look that up. You ever figure like how you look something up without like, I feel like that one will just give me facts.
I think it'll give you some pictures.
I don't want that.
Probably.
I don't want that.
Yeah. It'd be pretty bad.
You know. No. This is an advice podcast. And if you guys want to call in and leave us voicemails to give you advice on your life, you can leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can record a audio message and email it at meganpodcast@gmail.com. I guess we can get started. We'll get started. Let's give some advice. Let's roll the tapes.
Okay.
Play the calls.
Hi, Megan and Melissa and potential guest. I'm 21 years old, currently a college nursing student. So the other night I was just swiping on Tinder, just having fun, and I came across the profile of my 33-year-old professor for the class I literally finished that day. And I freaked out about it and thought, like, I'm going to swipe right just to see what happens. And I ended up matching with him on Tinder, which was crazy. And, like, it's honestly the most hilarious thing that's ever happened to me, the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. And I'm just starting to think, like, okay, he had to have swiped right on me when I was still a student because I literally just took that final that morning. And, like, yeah, he could be the type of guy who just swipes right on every single profile he sees. But, one, you think that as a new professor to a university, you would be a little bit careful about, your age range or what kind of profiles you're swiping on because you're a professor, you could match with a student. But also, it's been 3 full days since I matched with him and he hasn't unmatched me and he had to have been notified by now that we matched. So I don't know. Like, the girls in my class think that is just hilarious and funny. I do too. But at the same time, like, he's really attractive and I instantly was attracted to him. He's my type. And like throughout the class, he was very flirty with me, would joke around with me every day, give me flirty looks. And I don't know, like, when my grade is finalized in 3 days, should I message him and see, like, if he actually was interested in me or if it was an accident? Like, I think it's kind of, like, a funny, fun thing that's going on. And I don't know, like, if I do message him, what should I say or what should I do? Anyways, thank you guys, love you both so much.
She's cute. I feel bad. That was very long-winded. I also can't believe that's the funniest thing that's ever happened to her. Wow. I mean, what do you think?
I mean, I think, like, the because she's young, she's
21,
okay, and he is 30 something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm personally, like, I understand her point of view and, like, or your point of view. Like, I understand your point of view and I understand, like, being attracted to, I think there's something about, like, someone who's, like, forbidden. If they're even, like, a little bit fucking cute, they're so much hotter. And then that, like, power, like, kinky role, oh, he's, like, my teacher, professor, like, it just makes him so much hotter. It's like camp goggles. Like, when you're at camp and, like, the boys get cuter, like, 5 days in, and, like, they're not actually hot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's because you have no options.
Exactly.
So you're like, well, I guess Tony is cute. You're
like, I like you. I think I love you. Let's go steady. So I think it's, I get where you're at there. My thing is, like, he shouldn't be attracted to you, and I think that's a little gross in the sense of, like, not necessarily your age, but also, like, the fact that he does have this upper hand of being a professor, and, like, having the hots for your student to me is like having the hots for someone that, like, you're kind of above and like control power thing. And I don't think, like, I don't know. I think if he was, like, a really, really, like, good, honest guy, he wouldn't have matched with, do you know what I mean? Like, I think how it has played out, it's kind of fulfilling that idea that he's more of, like, a, oh, this is my ego.
Yeah, I think when older men, because he was, what, 30? What? How old did she say? 30.
She said 30s.
30s.
Yeah.
So probably, like, mid-30s, 33, 35, going for a 21-year-old. I think that's pretty indicative of how this person acts.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to be with someone who is 10 years younger than you?
Yeah.
Like, what in the world? You've lived a life. You probably have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. Homegirl's still in school. And she's I worry about grades. Like, why would you want to interact with that?
Yeah.
So I think that's a clue. I also think it is a power thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was once your teacher. I held your grades in the palm of my hand.
Mm-hmm. He still does, because grades haven't come out.
Yeah, because grades haven't. Yes. And I personally, I don't think you should go for him, because I think he's really, I think he showed his colors. Like, yeah. I think he, if I were him and I wanted to swipe right on her, I probably would have swiped right on her and then said, I know this is weird because I was your teacher.
Yeah.
I did find you attractive. I do not wish to engage until after grades are in.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, that's kind of fucked up and weird. I don't think you should go for him. I think you should go for someone closer to your age. I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
It's like a sleazy move. And also, you don't know, as like his student, if he's even allowed to have like relationships outside of like school with students, even if he's not specifically their teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know that. And the fact that, like, if he was actually like genuinely really interested in you, it would be like turmoil for him. It would be like, I cannot swipe right on this. Like, I need to, like, this has to, like, I have to wait till she graduates. I need to find a different job and then tell her I have feelings for her. But like, it just is a little too careless in like the sense of like, oh yeah, I'll swipe right. And it's also just assuming that like he is allowed to date. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
also,
like, you don't know
that. How many students has he fucked?
Yeah.
Every semester, does he find a new student?
Is maybe that why he's the new professor? Because he just left because the other
bounces
school?
From place to place, because they're like, sir, you gotta keep your dick in your pants when you're teaching.
Ugh.
Also, you're an adult. He's an adult.
Yeah.
So just like, if you want to engage, keep a lot of things in mind.
Yeah. I think it's hotter in theory than it actually will be. And I think once, at least for me, like, I think as women especially, like, you know, like, men are so much more immature, and so that age gap in that range makes sense. But I think back to like when I was, I don't know, however much younger I was, like, your mindset is just different. And then being attracted to someone who is in the same mindset that you were at that age, you just know, like, that's not something I necessarily want to get into, whether it's like, oh, our lives are super different, but it's like, oh, me at 21, that's not, I don't want to be that kind of 21-year-old guy that she's looking at. Like, I don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. And yeah, I just think it's not a good look on his part. And I think you can take this as like the confidence boost, like the ego boost. It can be a funny thing with your friends. Like, he swiped right on me, and then you still have all of the power. And like, if anything, that's kind of like what he, I think, wants from this situation. And now you have it all. And so just leave it there.
Also, yeah, don't message him. Have him message you.
Yeah.
Because then you can suss things out. Is his opening message creepy? Is it nice? Yeah. You don't engage. He has to.
Yeah. And then also look up and see if he's even allowed to. Yes. Like, what's the student, like, the conduct handbook or whatever at school. Look that up, too. And then, yeah, if he comes to you and you see all that stuff. Also, I would just give it some time, because I think it might just, it might be funny more than anything. You know, when something's like, and you're like, oh, or something when a dick falls in your lap, and then you're like, do I want this dick? And you're like, well, did I really want this dick before it just ended up here? You know? So I would wait it out.
I agree.
Okay. Should we go on to the next?
Hey, Megan. So basically, my friends and I are all 21 or 22, and we live in Canada. And our one friend went on a family vacation a little while ago, earlier this year, and she met a military guy who lives in the States. They ended up hooking up, hanging out, and having a good time, which is great. But when she came back, she told us that they were basically dating. She then told us that he decided to surprise her with a trip to Jamaica and that he's going to pay for everything. Keep in mind, they've known each other for approximately 3 weeks at this point, so right off the bat, we're kind of concerned about this whole situation and how this relationship is going to work out. She then tells us that before this Jamaica trip, she's going to move to the States to live with him. So she dropped everything here. She left her apartment, her cats, her friends, and her family, and basically got everything and left. He got a credit card in his name for her to use down there. He pays for their rent, and he also pays for her rent up here in Canada. They went on their trip, and she's still living with him after being away for 3 months and is going to continue to live down there until the end of summer, because that's when he gets deployed to Afghanistan until February. The thing that makes us most concerned is the fact that she has no friends down there. She can't get a job because she's not a citizen and doesn't have a visa or work permit. She has no hobbies, and all she does is hang out at home. We've never met this guy, her parents haven't even met him, and she won't even let us FaceTime to meet him. We don't think they even are interested in coming back to Canada to be introduced. But she has met his family a couple weeks ago, and it looked like everything went well, but now we're thinking that she's never coming back and possibly thinking of getting her green card. Her dad does also live in the States and has always kind of wanted to get her green card, so that's not a huge surprise, but we're super concerned that they're going to randomly decide to get married, because that will fast track the green card process. She does seem super happy, which is great, but our friend barely talks to us anymore, and we're really concerned that we're never going to see her again. So thank you for any advice that you can give, and I love your podcast.
Well, hot dang, that's intense.
That's so intense. Who is the cats? I don't even like cats, but who has this
Who has
cats?
These cats?
Oh my God.
This is like a 90 Day Fiancé situation. Do you watch the show?
It's
so amazing. Are you caught up? Did you
no,
watch
I'm
the towel?
I'm not caught up.
Oh, the towel is a doozy.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh,
Colton Larissa. My God. Ooh, I mean, that's tough, I think.
Yeah, I mean...
But, like, how much money is he making that, in the military this is my to question. Pay yes. for all this
Do
stuff?
Are you taking your friend's word for it that he's in the military being deployed to Afghanistan? Mm-hmm. Or is the fact and the reason why you're not allowed to video chat with him is because he's a lot older than your is this a plain old sugar baby situation that she's come up with this other cover story? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, maybe if she's seen pictures of them together... I don't know, because my mind goes to this is a full-blown sugar baby situation, yeah. But like, yes, I'm also curious about how you are affording to have a sugar baby when you're deployed. And also, aren't you, like, I guess it depends on your, like, ranking, like, in the military, but mm-hmm. also, isn't your contact with, like, the outside world pretty limited while you're deployed? So having a sugar baby seems
It seems insane.
Yeah, like you're paying for someone, and even if you have sugar, like, because mm-hmm. I watch a lot of sugar baby YouTubers.
Oh, do you?
I'm a big fan. Strippers and sugar baby YouTubers baby teen moms. Those are like the genres of YouTube I love. And food. And that's pretty much like, that's what I like. Oh. And there's like a lot of different kinds of like sugar baby mm-hmm. relationships where it's like someone that you meet in person, someone that you video chat with, and then there's some where it's like just texting.
Mm-hmm.
But those are all like the more limited like communication ones. But if he's deployed, mm-hmm. that's like little to no communication. So what is he getting out of this?
It. Yeah. I'm fully confused about the situation.
Yeah.
But also, it's like, it's her life.
Mm-hmm.
You can scream as much as you want that you don't like what she's doing. But when you're in a situation and you think it's okay, it's really hard to see the outside perspective. So I think you just have to wait and be there for her for as long as you want to be there for mm-hmm. her. And if being there for her starts to affect your life in a negative way, you have to remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
I think that's a shitty thing, but I think that's it.
Yeah. And I think it's good because I think being able to like bite your tongue, and I'm sure you've said your piece already. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think you need to say any more, but also you are very rational and valid in thinking like she has no friends. She yeah. has no hobbies. Like this is like, if it really truly is like a whirlwind romance with this guy who's about to get deployed, that lonely, I've had friends who've dated guys who have been in the military, and even them, when they're like in their normal life deployment, mm-hmm. even if it wasn't just like such a fast, quick relationship, like it was really hard to not have them be around. Mm-hmm. And so this has been like a fast, really, really quick thing. So yeah. I think the more that you can just still stay in contact with her. So if she does, mm-hmm. or when she does feel really lonely and maybe is like, what the fuck did I do? I need to come back. And like, she kind of gets these.
She's got her place paid for still. So
yeah.
Yeah. Then she'll be able to tell you, but I think you don't want to ever be the, I told you so friend who you're afraid of like coming back to.
If you're just there for her, she won't feel like I failed. I fucked up.
I have to make this work.
I have to. Yeah. It's like, oh, my friend's there for me. I'm talking to her. I'm lonely.
kind of like when Carrie Bradshaw goes to Paris and Miranda is a little hard on her,
yeah,
but then starts being supportive while she's there. And then she's at that payphone. She's like, I don't know what I've done. And she's like, come home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know. And then she stays for a little bit. And then Big has to go get her.
Yeah.
Guys, I just watched that. It's the sixth season's not great, but no. I thoroughly enjoy it still.
It's like bad, but so good.
Yeah, I can't. It's great. Like when she's waiting for the Russian and she's wearing a dress that takes up the whole bed. I'm like,
know.
Where were you going?
But she looked
where?
Beautiful. And also, how were you getting there?
Yes.
Like what car?
In what car?
Is this like Katy Perry Met Gala? Right? Are you in like a sprinter van holding the top? Like it's so fucking big.
Imagine being the Uber. I'd be like, get another one.
Exactly. And what was it? Like 2009? Are there Ubers?
There's no Ubers. You're squeezing into a cab.
Like, oh my God. Okay. Back to the call. I think you're exactly right. And you can't protect anyone from like making these sort of mistakes. And the only thing that you can do is be there for her when she inevitably realizes all of this. I'd say like my mind also does go to like, I don't know, like true crime murder podcasts, which like all of this seems really, really fishy to me.
Yeah.
So I think the more that you can stay in contact with her and the more that she can open up to you, you're able just to have the information to then. I mean, like, not that I'm saying like, oh, anything goes like terribly wrong or whatever, but that that you're someone that she's going to contact and talk to, especially because she doesn't have people there.
Also, maybe you can text her or something and be like, hey, I took a booty bouncing bar class and there's one near you.
Oh, yeah.
You should take one. And then we can just talk about how we liked it
just
to like find a common ground. So then she can get used to like hanging out with other women, other people. And then maybe she'll talk to one of those other women if she is in a bad situation. Yeah. And then she might feel more comfortable opening up to you.
Yeah.
I think being supportive when you don't agree with someone is the most helpful thing to do.
And it's so hard.
It's hard, but you literally can. I have like a couple of friends who've gotten divorced. And then later our friends are like, oh, we hated him. And they're like, what? What do you mean? And it's like, well, how I'm not, you married him. I'm not going to be like, he's a piece of shit. I was at your wedding. Like, I'm not going to say that to your. Afterwards, I'll be like, yeah, when he did X, Y, and Z, I didn't agree. But like, you wanted to go through with it.
And it's about the happiness.
I support you. You
it's
were happy.
Like, yeah. And I think that it can be. And I have been in the exact same situation where it's so hard to want to be. And all that matters at the end of the day is your friend's happiness. And you said your friend's, she seems really happy.
Yeah.
And so the more that you can stay in contact with her and not in like a hovering like mom way, then you're going to be able to know and tell if she no longer seems happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is a totally weird situation. Like, does it, do I think that like it's fishy? Sure.
Yes.
But like also could it just be like a really weird serendipitous thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But the only way that like she's going to be able to feel comfortable talking to you is if you make it so it's not like interrogation and like exactly come up with other things for you guys to talk about and things that can also get her into hobbies and out of the house and all that stuff. And also if I were you and your other group of friends, I would stop talking about it because that's such an alienating feeling.
It's alienating, but then when women get together they start to conspire and they're like, what if we fly down there, sneak into her window, we put a potato sack over her head and we take her back to Canada? Like, you'll just start like, and then you'll spiral and you'll be like, he's gonna murder her. Like, you just, I think you're right. Stop talking about it.
Yeah, just wish the best for her. Mm-hmm. And the more that you, like, that you can be in contact with her through that, you'll be able to tell if, like, things are going well. But yeah, someone can always tell when, you know, when people have been talking about you and you feel... Yeah, then I get her wanting to kind of distance herself because it feels like a lot of judgment.
Especially if you text and you're like, well, we were thinking. Oh. It's like, oh.
Who's we, bitch?
We?
And she sends a selfie and there's like seven of the girls. It's our pre-prom group. Like, ugh. Yeah, not about that. But yeah, you know, keep in contact with her. Mm-hmm. Let us know. Give us an update.
Yes.
I would love to know.
Please let me know if an update happens.
I will.
Hi, Megan. I'm 24. I was with my last boyfriend for 2 years. We recently broke up 2 months ago. My main problem is that I just don't know how to tell anyone. He was my first boyfriend, and so maybe that's why, but like it took me weeks to even tell my best friend, and then I haven't told a single person in my family, and I live with my parents, so it's just kind of weird. And like my aunts have like asked me questions like, oh, is he graduating this year? And I'll just be like, no. And then change the subject. Like, so I'm just living this lie because they think that I'm still with him. But I just feel like it's super awkward and like a downer, and like I just don't know the right time to bring it up or how. And like, it's, I just feel like it's embarrassing, even though it was my decision and I think it was the right decision. It just seems embarrassing to tell someone that. So yeah, I don't know how to tell them. And then also I just don't really want to get into the reasoning with my family. We broke up because he was addicted to weed and he let it ruin his life. Like, lost his job, got kicked out of the military and dropped out of school. So definitely was going on a downhill spiral. But, yeah, even though we're not together, I don't really want to tell my family that because it would make them look at him in like a negative way. So yeah, if you have any ideas of how to tell them, but like, I don't know, some of my friends have said like, you can just tell them we broke up, and if they ask why, you can just say that's none of your business, but I just feel like that's very rude to say. So yeah, if you have any suggestions for that. And then also, I lent him a lot of money, which looking back was stupid, but yeah, like he would run out of money. And couldn't pay rent and stuff, so I would lend him money, and he always said he would pay me back, but now we're broken up, and I've asked him twice already to please pay me back, and he responded, K. So, I don't know, like, how to, like, ask for it. I would like my money back, and I just feel like it's rude when I was doing that to help him out, and us being broken up really doesn't change that fact. The evil revenge side of me wants to be like, if you don't give me my money back, I'm going to tell your mom you haven't quit smoking weed because she thinks that he did. His mom would ruin his life. So I know that's not like the most healthy way to do it, but yeah, let me know your thoughts. And that's all. Thanks.
One, he's got to know there's better drugs to ruin your life with. Also, where are you on the weed addiction?
I don't buy it.
I do not think he's addicted to weed.
No.
I know so many pot. We live in LA.
Yeah.
I know so many people who show up to work high all the time. I do stand up. People do stand up high all the time.
Yeah. You can ruin your own life, but weed can't ruin your life.
Yeah, I don't. I think maybe he's into harder things.
Yeah.
I think, and he's always looking for money. Weed is pretty cheap.
Yeah. Like, and like getting kicked out of the military, like getting kicked out. So weed is, if you're fucking smoking weed and you're in the military, you've got about 32 seconds before someone smells and you're out.
Goodbye.
Like it's not like that to me. I'm also thinking like, is it something harder? Because it's something that you'd need to get caught for. That's like a little bit like,
yeah,
no, smoking weed in the military is like something you would do if you didn't want to get sent to like Vietnam.
Well, it seems as if I would assume his family or his mother who would ruin his life was like, join the military. I'm done with you.
Oh,
they'll
yeah, yeah.
shape you up. And then he was like, nah, brah. No, no,
light, light up.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna get a penny of your money back. But good lesson going forward. Don't lend people. My mother used to say, "Don't lend people money unless you don't expect to get it back."
Yeah, exactly.
So like, give someone money if you're like, I'm throwing it into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can say to your family, it's none of your business. I think women are raised to be accommodating
mm-hmm.
and to always answer a question. So like, I just recently learned, if I cancel a show for any reason or don't feel like hanging out with somebody and they're like, can you do this? I just go, no. And I don't go, because I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I don't have to tell. I don't owe you anything.
Yeah.
You can just say no. And if your family, if you're like, hey, so me and Bob broke up, and they're like, oh, why? And you're just like, didn't work out. That's what happens when people break up. Mm-hmm. And then you can skip on to your room.
Yeah. I fully agree with you. I think like this, the theme of your life from what you've told us in the call is being overly accommodating for other people. And I think this not telling your family everything is a really great exercise in you of knowing mm-hmm. that like, you don't exist to make other people happy and to like appease other people and to like, you don't exist to make your parents proud at all. Like that's not what your job on the earth is to like constantly make them proud, because that's like, it's like your parents are going to be proud of you regardless. Your parents love you. You're putting this unnecessary pressure on yourself, and they might be doing it too, but they're not necessarily intending it. And you just need to like stake claim in like what is yours and what is not anybody else's business. Mm-hmm. And the same thing in a relationship, like not loaning money to someone because unless you have no intention and no plan on getting it back. Like I've done this before. I've like loaned like money to friends and they'll pay me back. And I'm like, oh, what is this for? Like that time you loaned money. I was like, oh, I forgot about it.
Yeah, I gave it to you because of the goodness of my heart and I didn't expect anything back.
Because no matter what, there's resentment and you're not a bank. Like there is no paperwork. This isn't a real loan. Like there's a reason why you're being asked for that is because they're not going around and doing it that way. And I think when someone asks you for money and isn't getting like a loan from the bank, if it's like a larger sum of money, it's because they also don't have an intention of giving it back.
Yes. Like
that's why they ask you.
Great. You know? Advice.
Like if you're asking me, I have to know that you're not going to give it back. Yes. And you're asking me because you also know you're not going to give it back.
Ugh, anybody who is listening right now, when someone asks you for money, you say, oh, you should get a loan from the bank. That way you can pay them back on a schedule and I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Because it creates so much resentment. Mm-hmm. And I think like you're also still trying to protect your boyfriend's image to your parents. But I don't think it's about him. I think you're trying to protect your image. And like your taste in men and like all of that stuff. And like parents can be like very like a lot of pressure when it comes to dating. Like we've had people on like so many calls and podcasts about like, oh, parents wanting us to do this and this and this. And I think like if you can and you don't have to be rude and you can just say like, you know what? It didn't work out. And also you can also lie. You can just say like, you know what? It didn't work out. Like things weren't going super well. You can even say like, I decided I want to take some time for myself, or you can be like, he was being like, and even if like taking control and power is telling the truth and saying that like he was being a dick and letting them think shitty of him because it's not about you.
Yeah. Well, also why protect his image? Yeah. Who cares? You're not together.
He owes you money.
Yeah.
He literally does.
Yeah. If anything, be like, Daddy, we broke up and he owes me so much money. Daddy, Daddy, can we take the helicopter?
Please.
To go get my money back. I don't know why I believe that she's got infinite money and Daddy's rich.
I love it though.
Daddy Warbucks. Daddy. Oh,
gosh. Goals, really. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I would give up on the money. I think I would, this sounds really hard and maybe you won't do this, I would admit to at least a couple of people that you loaned him money, because I think like there's a shame, like a shame aspect there that you don't want people to know. But I also think like if this is in your nature to be super giving, you should have some friends who know that this is in your nature to then stop you from potentially doing it again.
So the next time you're like, oh, this dude asked me for money and I think I'm gonna give it, and your friend's like, girl,
like remember exactly. Like I think like there's sometimes where like when we do things that are like not like shameful or embarrassing, like keeping them to ourselves because we're like, I don't want anyone to know. But then there's other times that I think it can be like a lesson in like, oh, this isn't going to happen again. Or also, oh, I need to like speak this out loud to know that I have an issue with this. And like, if I tell somebody, maybe we can figure that out. But yeah, I just say you tell your parents the truth, or you lie, or you tell them like, you know what? I really don't want to talk about it. And it isn't their business and they can't force you to talk about it.
No.
You can be so afraid, like, oh, I don't want them to think I'm rude. Like, it's not the end of the world. They're going to get over it.
They probably think less about this situation than you're thinking about it.
Oh, so
they're
true.
They're just like, where's he at? And they're like, oh, not there. I should ask where he is. Okay, let's make dinner. Like, I don't think they truly care.
What if you just write a long, or not even long, what if you just write an email and mass send it to all of your family members and saying, FYI, we broke up. I don't want to talk about it. This is all you're going to hear about it. The end. Goodbye.
Like, you could do that. Get it straight to the point.
If you feel awkward, or text people and just, it's like, text your friends, say like, hey, I really don't want to talk about it, but like, this is what happened. But like, I feel like I need to tell you, but I don't feel like, I don't want to talk about it and I don't want to have a conversation about it, which is why I'm not saying this face to face. Like, this is just a fact. And if I want to talk about it, I will approach you. Like, if that's what you want to do, just to like say it and get it out of the way.
I think texting leaves the door open for someone to text you back.
Yeah. Maybe email is the best.
Yeah.
But normal people don't email as much.
Exactly.
Which, maybe then it's their fault if they don't check it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
and
good.
Then wait. And then anytime anyone asks you like where he is, just be like forward it and go per my last email. Per my last email. Did you see?
I love it. As per my last email, I don't know what the clarification you need is.
Or like, do you have like pictures on Instagram? Archive them. Like, you don't have to like There isn't like, yes. Are you a YouTuber? Do you need to have a breakup announcement video? Like, I don't think people, I think, like you said, I think you're caring about it more than mm-hmm. everybody else is. I think they're being polite and asking about it. And I think, like, you just, if it comes up, you don't have to lie. You don't have to keep up the appearance mm-hmm. for anyone. I think you're doing that a lot more for yourself. Okay, guys, it's time for a quick break and we'll be right back.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like... You know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like you're gonna get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
guys, we are back from our break and we're going to hop into the rest of the calls.
Yeah.
Hi, Megan, Melissa, and our guest. I'm calling because I'm 24 and I'm a virgin. I feel really weird saying that, and I've always been really ashamed of it and definitely never thought that that's something that I'd be saying. But I've never been a really sexual person, and I'm just introverted, and I've never even really had a real boyfriend. Anyway, basically, I've somehow found myself in a relationship long distance with a guy that my best friend has always been trying to set me up with from back home. I live in Nova Scotia. He lives in Ontario. So it's been like 3 years of trying to get us set up. So we finally met up when I was home a few weeks ago, and we went on a real date, and it went really well. So we've been talking ever since, and now he's coming to visit me. I'm really into it, and I'm super excited, and he says that he's all in. Probably because this has been going on for like 3 years, like building up to this. So it's so amazing, but I'm terrified. Like, I really want to have sex with him, but since I've never done it before, I don't know if I have to tell him or how to tell him. I just don't really know how to initiate with that with someone else, or how to go about showing him that I'm interested. I just feel so insecure about being a virgin, and I think that it's like almost embarrassing to tell someone that at my age. And I feel like there's this like weird unspoken notion that like your first time has to be like this big life-changing event, and I honestly just want it to be over with. There's not some big emotional or religious reason for why it hasn't happened for me. It's just because I'm a shy person. I want to have sex. I've wanted to have sex for a long time. Like, I'm comfortable with myself masturbating and all that. I just don't want it to be a big deal. But anyway, he's coming to stay with me for 3 days, and we're going to be sleeping in the same bed, and it's just weird, and I don't know how to handle this, and I would really love some advice, because I want to have sex with him, and I see a potential future here. I just really, really like him. I don't want this to be a deal breaker or make his trip awkward. And I don't want him to leave and wish I'd done something differently. So I'd love any advice you have for me. I love your podcast. Bye.
She is the sweetest. Also, so there's sweet. Such an unnecessary pressure on people to have sex by a certain age.
Yeah.
There's a whole movie about it. American Pie.
Yeah, does multiple,
not
though.
Age well.
Oh, God. Just rewatched. Not a sequel does neither.
Ooh, wee.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we as a society need to stop putting pressure on people to have sex by a certain age. You can be a virgin for as long as you want. Mm-hmm. It's your choice. It's your body. That being said, you got to tell him. Not up front.
Yeah.
Because then he has expectations that are going to build in his head. And then you'll spend like the first day being like, well, it's going to happen tonight. It's going to be bad. It's going to be good. Like, I would say, like, you're making out and you go, hey, sometimes women go, I've never done this before, but I've actually never done this before. And can we go slow and take it at my pace? Mm-hmm. Please also, it's not a big deal that this is my first time.
Yeah. And I'm interested in, I want to have sex with you. This isn't me saying this as like a, oh, I don't want to. Like, I want to. I agree. I think, like, first of all, we get so many calls of people of like all ages being like, I'm a virgin and I'm so embarrassed I'm at this age. Mm-hmm. And like, there's such a huge range. I have friends who like are into their 20s and are also still virgins. And it's, you're right. It's something that people don't talk about, but like, you're not the only one like at all. And I understand like not having it not be for religious reason. Honestly, I think there's a huge thing. I think if you didn't have like a serious relationship in high school and you didn't have sex in high school, mm-hmm. and then you go to college and you're like, well, I don't want to just have sex with like the first person that I see, mm-hmm. then you're probably going to end up or potentially going through most of college, not sleeping with anyone, and then getting into your 20s and going, well, it's not a big deal, but suddenly it mm-hmm. feels like it's snowballed into something that it doesn't mean a ton to me, but it's, I'm afraid it's going to mean a ton to him. So what I would also say, I think you 100% have to tell him, but I also would say, I think whatever he chooses to do is going to be so telling of who he is as a guy. Mm-hmm. Like, any guy who's like finds out that you're a virgin and is, if he's like, oh, I'm out, he was going to be out after you slept together.
Probably. And like, then some men have this notion where they're like, I can't take your virginity. And it's like, virginity is not a thing to be taken.
No.
It is a, if anything, the balance construct. Beam took it.
Like, come on.
It
like,
truly just means you just haven't had a dick in you.
Yeah.
But you might have had a cucumber.
Exactly.
Or a hairbrush.
And also,
or...
it's a super like heteronormative idea of like penetration equals sex.
Yes.
And that's also a whole thing in itself. I think like you tell him, because just like you said, like it's I think that you run the risk if you don't tell him. And like you're saying, you're not super sexual and experienced. Mm-hmm. I think you might, you're saying you're really interested in him. I think that he, if you don't tell him beforehand, I think he might take your nervousness as you're not yes. interested, and then he won't end up making a move. Mm-hmm. But I think if you say, like, when you're making out whatever, and or like, yeah, and say, and even if you want to do it before he gets there, and like talk to him on like FaceTime and just be like, hey, like before you get here, or as it's happening in the moment.
I think that in the might moment. Put pressure on
yeah. it. Yeah. Okay. Then let's do it in the moment.
Beforehand.
Let's say in the moment, and then just be like, hey, I just like want to tell you something. Like I don't ever do this, but I have never had sex before, and it's not a religious thing. I was never mm-hmm. like saving myself for marriage. It just kind of never really happened. I was pretty shy growing mm-hmm. up, and I just didn't have a ton of experience. And I really like you, and I'm interested in you, and I really do want to have sex with you. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to feel like this is a lot of pressure on you, or this is anything.
I do think it needs to be truncated.
Yep. Oh,
because
shorter?
If you do a monologue, that just gives him panic. Time to think.
Okay, yeah. So then what do we say?
I think you're just like, I know some girls say that they never do this. I actually haven't. Also, it's not like you're the chosen one. I just haven't had sex, but I do know how to make myself come. Here's mm-hmm. how I do it. And then,
yes. then okay,
you
perfect.
Like get right back into it.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, just like short, sweet, and then be like,
yeah. Show me.
And then he's like, oh, wow, that was okay.
You just have to do it fast. You confuse him. Yeah, and then you just make out with him again. Just say it fast and keep making out. Yeah. And he'll be like, whoa.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Because I think it's like short, sweet.
Yeah.
Get back into the sexy time. Then he's like, oh, yeah, she's like good.
Still
she's,
interested.
She's interested.
Yeah.
She was just telling me a piece of information. And then also, you haven't had sex before. I'm sure you've watched a lot of porn. Talking is very good. And telling someone what you like is good.
Yeah.
And what mm-hmm. you don't like is good.
Yeah.
And then also, you can tell him to go slower mm-hmm. if you are nervous.
Or if it's uncomfortable.
Yes. Also, make foreplay. Girl.
So much.
Fucking make him eat you out.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Make him fucking diddle your clit for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Make him suck on. Like,
wiki wiki wah.
Yes. Yes. Like, make him DJ on your clit. Let's see. What else? Like, kissing all your body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, just really. I know, like, your first time doesn't need to be special, and a lot of people's aren't, but, like, you are old enough yeah. to communicate exactly what you want, mm-hmm. so you can have a very enjoyable experience. Yeah.
And if you don't masturbate, I would say however much time you have before he gets yes. here, I would, like, make that your full-time job.
Yeah.
Or part-time, if you have another job. Yeah. Like,
this- nope, quit your job. Stay inside. Don't turn on the lights.
Or turn them on.
It needs to be your side hustle. Like, you just... It like I would focus on that. And the thing I'll say, though, as much as I fully agree, I think if the physical stuff with him naturally occurs and mm-hmm. you're able to say it in the moment. But if you feel like you're too if he's not starting the physical mm-hmm. aspect of it, and he's kind of waiting for you, and you don't feel comfortable doing that. And it's like getting towards the end of the trip mm-hmm. and it's like, then I think then tell him and have that conversation yes. with him, because then he might be like, yes. oh, she's not into me. Yes. But I think the first, the dream way mm-hmm. would be in the moment the as things are
night,
happening.
Yes.
Yeah. But if he hasn't made a move because he's kind of sensing that he's mm-hmm. maybe not sure that you're into it, then I would just say it, because waiting it out, if he doesn't make a move the first night, I think you need to tell him.
I agree.
Because I think waiting out, I don't think he's then going to make a move a second
yes.
night. He's going off of your vibe mm-hmm. and you're saying to us that you're totally down to fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know that like awkward feeling where you're like, I'm being sexy. And then in reality, you're like, I'm sitting in the other room. He's like, I'm not looking at him.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I feel like she hates me. And you're mm-hmm. like, oh, am I not conveying that I'm totally down to like, fuck you?
It is wild what you think you're doing
oh my God.
And then what you're actually doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, when you think you're obviously, like, flirting with somebody, mm-hmm. and then it's, so, like, you're just an asshole and a bitch, mm-hmm. and they are like, oh, I think she hates me. And then when you're like, oh, I'm being really subtle, they're like, so you're fucking? Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, for uh-huh. sure. Melissa's looking at me, because that was definitely me. My boyfriend and I thought we were very subtly flirting, and everybody was like, we thought you were all fucking. And we're like, yep. No, we weren't, and we could have been. Like, you all were
That's
just
so
chill
funny.
With us working
together.
First
time
like that.
I saw them, I was like, oh, they're fucking.
We weren't. And then I would... also just say, like, be vocal with how, like, if you're uncomfortable or in pain or anything mm-hmm. like that, like, good for him to know. And
yes, you don't have to suffer through
no.
pain.
No.
Yeah.
You don't have to. No. I feel like we just, women in general, we're just like, mm-hmm.
uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like, my friend read an article that was like, our period pain is the equivalent of like having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And we just suffer through it and we go to work having many heart attacks in our pussies.
All the time.
And then men are like, what are you on the rag? Yes, right. I'm dying.
Yeah. Right?
I'm having heart attacks and in my just uterus.
Like, I have gas. I have to stay home from work. Ugh. Like, God.
Babies.
Literally.
Truly.
Very, very true. Also, just another tip. I personally found that I think the second time was more uncomfortable than the first time.
Oh, interesting.
You know? Because also, like, it isn't like that whole, like, oh, we're being really slow and gentle because, like, this is the first time.
Yes, yes.
So it's a little bit more like,
let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. So on to the next one.
Hey, Megan, Melissa, and guests. I'm 18 and my boyfriend is 19 and we've been in a relationship for a little over 2 years. So my boyfriend watches a lot of porn, which I've never had a problem with because he's never chosen porn over me. But I recently found some pretty sexual photos of girls on his phone that we both personally know. I wasn't snooping on his phone. He was sitting right next to me, and I only found them because they were in an album of pictures of me. I think it's really strange that he has these pictures of girls that we both personally know and went to high school with. Oh, and by the way, the pictures were, like, photos they posted on Instagram. So they weren't, like, sent to him. So I guess that's a little better. And I was just wondering if I'm being annoying and a crazy girlfriend or if this is reasonable.
Are you crying or laughing?
I think she was laughing. You're right. It's a spank bank. He's just masturbating to women from Instagram, taking screenshots and putting them in an album.
Like, save on Instagram. That's a different thing, you know?
But also, was he going through them next to her?
Right.
How rude.
Maybe he wanted her to see.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I would ask him and be like...
Also, I think it's... I can't tell if it's better or worse that you're also in the album, you know?
That he masturbates to his own girlfriend. No. That's like... sweet.
No, yeah. It is. But wouldn't it be sweet if it was an album of all her and then there was another album of girls who weren't her? So it's like, am I into masturbating to my girlfriend or am I into masturbating to like Becky from like English?
Do you know what I mean? Maybe he like starts with one girl and then actually comes with her.
Or maybe maybe he's got girl on girl fantasies and he's picturing you and these other girls.
Like, pick stitches them together. Yeah. So he's like looking at one and he's like, oh, look at
that. What is that like elf thing you could do? Like elf yourself and make the little dances? He found a sexual app to make porn and he just puts people's faces in it.
Honestly, I would just wait till the next time he's looking at these other women while you're next to him and be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then he's like, bum, bum, and be like, can you hide it?
Yeah.
Just, I get that you masturbate to other people who
aren't
me.
It's a respect thing.
You're a dude. I get it. But like,
yeah,
just don't do it in front of me.
Yeah, I agree. I think you have every right to be like annoyed and like feel shitty because like it is a weird thing. And I think it is a level of like, it's a respect. Respect thing.
Yes,
it's
fully.
Like, you know what, if you're going to do like you're gonna do that, I know you're gonna do that. It's like the same thing if like you're underage and you're like drinking in front of your parents. They're like, okay, bitch, I know you're gonna do it, but like don't disrespect me and do it in front of me. At least try and hide
basement.
It literally exactly. And it should be something like that where it's not necessarily, I'm not saying that like masturbation is something to be ashamed of, and you're already cool with porn. And I think like sometimes like that being cool with things can then maybe like, oh yeah, no, I can just like do whatever. But it's like, you know what? You have limits. And just because you're okay with porn means that you're allowed to draw lines in other things. I'm cool with porn. I'm not cool with like my boyfriend, like following a bunch of like Instagram porn stars, because I'm like, you know what? You're not using that to masturbate because you're like on your iPhone. Like go, if you're going to watch porn to like get off, watch porn to get off.
Make Don't your watch appointment a girl- to watch porn. Don't be scrolling through Instagram being like, I guess I'll get hard now.
Or even if you're like, I have no intention of getting hard. Like, I wonder what Crystal's caption is today. Like, it's a little too personal, you know? Like, that's for me. Like, it no longer serves a purpose and it's more just...
And I think it's important to have a distinction to be like, I'm not mad. It's just a respect thing.
Yeah.
Also, take me to McDonald's to make it up for me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me a Happy Meal.
If you feel weird about him masturbating to girls that you guys both know, you can say like, you know what? That makes me feel really uncomfortable.
Yes.
He might still totally do that. But I think you have every right to say, hey, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't mind when it's porn stars. Love that you're masturbating to me. But like when it's people that we both know, like that
it
makes me feel
weird.
Because I know them. And if it makes you question his feelings for you, that's totally valid. I'm honestly gonna say I do think he's probably picturing girl on girl, and I think that's why you're also in there, because I do think if like if it wasn't about, you know what I mean? I don't think you'd be in there.
Girl is so curious to me.
Oh, it's every guy's fantasy.
But you are not involved.
Oh, no, they're usually.
They just like watching it.
Yeah.
But well, like, why? They don't want you. They want another. Well, it's confusing to me.
I think it makes sense because, I mean, like, guys love watching, or straight men. I don't want to, like, generalize. But, like, it's a, statistically, like, they really love lesbian porn.
Yeah.
And getting off on that because they don't, if they're heterosexual, they don't necessarily want to see. They can envision their own dick. They don't need to see mm-hmm. someone else's dick. And I think it's a lot of, like, oh, this is what's happening. And then maybe it's more imagination. And then I come into the picture. And this is what I would
think
do.
It's softer sex. And I think men
yeah.
don't want to admit that they're big old softies.
Yeah, it's true. Except like, the ones who like the ones where they like give blowjobs so much the girls like cry and choke.
Those make me so what? Upset. The fuck? Some of them like puke.
I know. Yeah. And it's hot.
And it's called a forced blowjob.
That's.
And I'm like, you also. You're getting off it. On. You named it something bad.
Consensual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think it's consensual. Hopefully.
Yeah. But forced but then, is a word yes, that implies
that it's non-consensual. Yeah. It's a real bummer. I don't like that.
Me neither. It does not.
Whenever a man grabs my head, I go, nyang, nyang,
oh my God,
nyang,
with the
nyang.
Little pressure behind your yeah. head. And you're like, I know that your dick's there.
I'll get
surprise,
there.
Surprise, you want me to suck it?
Yeah.
I know. It's not like I hadn't thought of this before.
Also, I figured out a way to get them to stop doing it. You kind of lift your tongue a little bit in the back so it hits your tongue and it tricks them into thinking it's the back of your throat. And then you just go, oh. And then they're like, oh, my dick's so big and slamming the back of her throat, hands off.
Wow.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Tip of the day.
Men are stupid. They're stupid. You just have to fulfill the fantasy that their cock is so big.
So big.
Oh my God. It's my esophagus.
It
sounds like I hate men. And
no.
I really do. I do so much. But like, I want a boyfriend.
Well, yeah, you're welcome here. That's very much our vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Very much. So I think so if it were me, I would feel uncomfortable with it being friends and people we know. Also mm-hmm. because I'm insecure, which is, again, it's totally my thing, but there is
at
other.
At least you realize it. A yeah. lot of insecure people don't realize
oh, yeah,
that.
And I can sense it. I'm mm-hmm. like, come on, just open up. Just admit it. Ugh. But I think and it's something like that's a valid thing to. There's some things that there's like insecurities that you think in your own head. And then sometimes when something happens, it can kind of rationalize it. And you're like, oh, mm-hmm. that really like negative part of my brain that I know that is not true, but I still kind of like let have an ear in. Like as soon as something happens that kind of like satiates that, it can like light up. And so I think like you're allowed to feel weirded out and not okay with it. And you're allowed to tell him that. It doesn't mm-hmm. make you like not cool or a not chill girl. Because no. you can just say like that it is weird. And also like even if you see them in person, you're like, oh, I find that kind of weird. Yeah. But also again, if you feel like you should feel bad about like you should really dislike this and you don't dislike it that much, it's really up to like whatever you personally feel and your own boundaries and like limitations with this. Like if you just want an explanation or if it's like I just don't want to see it, mm-hmm. like that's fine. Or if it's like, hey, I'd prefer if you deleted that album and like if that wasn't a thing, like that really doesn't make me feel great, you just need to figure out what that is and then ask for it. Because I'm not saying like he's in the, I think it was a disrespectful thing for him to do. I don't necessarily think it was like ill-intentioned. Mm-hmm. I think it's just dumb, and boys are dumb,
the dumbest.
So I would just say what you want out of the situation and say what you need from him, and don't be like fix it. Like just say mm-hmm. what you want and then go from there.
Yeah.
I also can't believe she didn't say anything in the moment.
Right.
Yeah, maybe she was just so, like, flabbergasted. You know how, like, something happens, you're like, I can't believe this person's
yeah.
doing this.
I mean, I've definitely been in similar situations, but, like, I'm a little crazy. So, like, I will be, like, meticulous and, like, a little bit, like, insane. But, like, I will get the truth out of you in that moment. Like, I'm not going to be, like, oh, I just saw, but I'm going to get mm-hmm. us. You know what I mean? But I think it's amazing that you've just been sitting on this.
Yeah.
Not good for your mental health, but like,
what a chill girl,
right? This you are a chill girl.
I'm not chill.
Mm-hmm. I am not chill at all. Mm-mm. I am the least fucking chill. I'm not. No, not good with it. Okay, so is it time for Don't Blame Them? So this is when our callers or our listeners will call in and give their own advice on certain things that we've talked about on previous episodes. So
okay.
If they've been through something similar, they can be like, oh, okay. Or they, yeah, that whole thing.
Ooh.
So.
All right. So this is from season 4, episode 5 with Shireen. And so the original caller was dating just fuckboys. And so this is someone calling with some experience with that.
Surprise! People have experience with fuckboys?
Yeah, I'm calling in response to a call from the podcast with Shireen about the girl who hooked up with or went on to Tinder or a dating website and met this guy who really like told her that she was the one and that she was his dream girl and all this stuff, because I have a very similar experience. About 4 years ago, I was also just getting out of a very mentally and emotionally abusive relationship. And as soon as I got out of that and it was safe for me to like move home, I went on dating apps. I went on Tinder and I met this guy who was super handsome. He took me out on this like super lavish dinner and I fell for him very quickly. And it really seemed like he was sending me all of the right signals. And after 2 dates and hooking up the second date that we were on, he immediately like went cold and was like, ghosted me essentially, and was like, I just want to be friends. And that was my first experience with like a fuckboy, to be honest. And I guess what I wanted to say was that I was really hurt by it and I felt like there was something wrong with me and that, you know, I was unwanted. But instead of just like quitting dating apps, I just kind of went a little bit harder and had a little bit of a hoe phase, and it was honestly like the best thing for me. I went on a lot more dates with a different mentality of like, I'm not in this looking for the one. I'm just here to have fun. And I really felt like I wanted attention at that point, like positive attention. And so that's what I sought out. And 4 years later, I am happily married and I literally can't even remember that guy's name. So, I think the other thing too is when you're in abusive relationships, coming out of it, like, having somebody tell you all these wonderful, nice things and doing all these really nice things for you makes your like judgment a little bit clouded. I think that that's what I experienced. And looking back in hindsight, there were a lot more red flags that I didn't realize. And he like came on a lot very quickly. And I just don't think that I was in the right mindset to understand that just because someone is being like nice to me, like whether or not those reasons are valid or that they have the right intention. So I just would say keep doing you. If you are the kind of person who likes to hoe out, I would definitely recommend hoeing out for a while. It was really, really good for my self-confidence and I had a lot of fun doing it. And yeah, good luck. All right. Love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's right. It. Hoe on out.
Hoe out.
It's a good mentality to have, mm-hmm. though, post getting, like, being the fuck boy.
I think
the
it's fuck a good girl becomes mentality, a even if you've never interacted with a fuck boy, to just be like, I'm here to have fun and have a positive experience. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it stops being positive with that person, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lower stakes, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not husband hunting or, like, finding yes. a partner. It's yeah. like, I'm here to have a... It, not to make it like auditioning, but it's like you want to have like a good audition, mm-hmm. and that's it. It's not about the end result.
Dating is auditioning.
It's true.
Because you're auditioning to see if you want this person in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And most of the time you're like, no.
It's true.
No. I'd rather be alone, mm-hmm. talking to my dog than ever looking at you again.
True. That's the worst, that when you go out with someone you hate them after.
I've been on so many dates where I'm like, you spoke the whole time and you are not interested. And I don't know how you listened to yourself and thought you were interesting, but oh, no. I'll never have to listen to you again.
Yeah. God.
I've been on terrible dates.
But no, I think it's a good power move, taking the control back. Mm-hmm. And I think what you said about coming out of an abusive relationship, that makes a lot of sense, that like your mentality is kind of skewed because it's mm-hmm. someone saying these really nice things to you and it's like, oh, it's like Kimmy Schmidt, first time she's coming out. Like, yes. Oh, wow. You can, anyone can say these things. Mm-hmm. Like, these words are available for everyone. It doesn't mm-hmm. mean any, like, you can't know the meaning behind it. Like, everyone can just say it to get whatever they want. So I think that does make a lot of sense.
Yes, I'm often tricked by people being nice. Mm. When a man's like, hello, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Isn't immediately being like, me. Here's my dick. And you're like, oh my God, you're so
thank you.
Nice.
How kind. You couldn't hold your own dick. I'll do it.
I'll do it. Here, no, let me take that off your hands.
I'll do it.
So heavy.
Right in my mouth.
It's so big. I'm going to choke. I'm dying. Well, on that note, dying and choking on dicks. That is our episode. Thank you so much for being here. Please plug all of your shit.
Thank you. I have a special on Netflix. It's in, it's called Comedians of the World. You have to make sure you're in the U.S. side of it because there's 42 stand-up specials in it, like all over the world. Make sure you're in the U.S. side. I'm the third episode. It's like a lot to tell people to get to.
It's great though. I've watched it.
Oh,
you're
thank
amazing.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a treat. Also, Nailed It streams on Netflix. I host that show. It's a baking competition. It's super fun.
It's great.
I have three podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me on HeadGum? You have to come do mm-hmm. it.
Oh, I will.
Best Friends with Sashir Zameda on Earwolf. If you have a best friend, you should come
I
do
have
that
a friend.
Too. And then I recap 90 Day Fiancé with my
Wait,
friend
so if
Marcy.
I catch up.
If you catch up, you come right back.
Fuck yeah.
Do all three of them. And that's on Patreon. It's called 90 Day Bay. And I think that's it. Oh,
Instagram,
and I'm also
on
tour.
Yeah.
My website is NicoleBeyerWasTaken.com, which sounds like I was kidnapped, but the domain name Nicole Byer was taken.
I got it. I love that.
By a woman named Olga. And it's a long story.
Her name's not even Nicole Byer.
No.
What a bitch.
No. Her name is Olga. I won't tell her whole name. Well, I mean, you can
You can go
it.
To her website.
Go to her website. Well, her website says Nicole Byer. Oh. But then I... Okay, so then, okay, I emailed her and yeah. I said, hey, can I like pay you for this domain? And she was like, yeah, $10,000. And I was like, US dollars? And she was like, yes. And I was like, well, no. And then she was like, $5,000. And I was like, maybe it was $20,000, then went down to 10. And I was like, you are batshit bonkers.
Yeah.
So then I just like, blacked out her name in the email and posted the email to be like, in this wild that somebody thinks I have $20,000 to pay for a domain
that you're gonna have to pay to upkeep once a year.
And then her like boyfriend, who's also Sven. Her former teacher,
shut up,
yes, emails me and was like, she's threatening suicide because you're bullying her online. And I was like,
how do you know he was her former teacher?
Because I went on
okay.
LinkedIn,
story
looked him
life.
Up, and then found out he was yeah. a teacher at the school that she was attending. And uh-huh. I was like, this is shady.
How old is she?
I don't know. That I okay. can't really figure out.
Give me your full name. I'll look into it.
Okay.
I'm real good at it.
Yeah. We found people.
So
we have.
Then I like emailed him back and I was like, well, I don't want her to like kill herself over a domain name. Also, I was like, what a headline. Comedian bullies woman to death over a website. So I took it down and then I was like, I guess it's resolved. And he was like, yeah, come to us with an offer when you know, a couple months from now. And then they put a timer, so they re-upped the website as soon as it was up, because preemptively did it, didn't wait for it to lapse or whatever. And then he accidentally forwarded me plane tickets with her government name on it. Government name's Olga. So then I wrote him back. I was like, I think you mean for Olga to see this? And periodically he like forward emails to me accidentally, and I always respond with, Olga needs to see this.
Oh my
Nicole
God.
Nicole doesn't need to see anything, but Olga does. My Instagram's at Nicole Byer. My Twitter's at Nicole Byer. And I have a Facebook, but you know I've never logged in.
Oh, I'm so glad I peed. So hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to check us out on Instagram, we're at Don't Blame Meme Pod, and our website is don'tblameme.show if you want to find out more places to listen.
Wait, it's Don't Blame Me?
Well, it's Don't Blame Me Pod. But when you look at it, just the word meme sticks out. So we always call it Don't Blame Meme Pod.
Yeah.
And now I can only say it like that.
That's funny.
Don't Blame Meme Pod. If you're listening to it, you can check it out on YouTube and watch it, vice versa. And then if you want to be in an upcoming episode, leave us a voicemail at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can leave us an audio message and email it to us at meganpodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you. And check out our Patreon. We have a bunch of exclusive episodes, content, Ooh. So much fun shit, so many cool things you can be a part of, message boards, all of that good stuff. Ooh. More Melissa, more Megan, more is more. Get your ass there. Open your wallets. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye. Don't Blame Me is a production by me. Executive produced by Melissa DeMonts. Camera operator Amanda Lechner. And music by Ryan Hunter and Giacomo Picasso. Part of the HerPod Network.